Okay, class, settle down. Now, I know it's going to get more difficult from now on, but I like everyone to know that I've been very proud of what you've accomplished so far. Despite some of you still in the process of progress, at least all of you are slowly improving. However, even if you did pass in this exam, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can now abandon everything you've learned. Learning is for everyone, and even if you don't treat life as a race, you still have to move, or otherwise you will be left behind. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why you all scored quite below average in the essay part. I've already told you all several times to read the instructions carefully before answering. At least some of you still read the instructions, but regardless, you have to be attentive, even if it's the last part of the exam. Every point counts, remember that. Excuse me? Yes, I'm talking to you. I know you're very well excited for your score, mister. I see. You did make the biggest improvement in the entire class. In your last exam, you scored only 10 points out of 50. Very drastic, if you ask me. But recently, you scored a 38 out of 50, a very noticeable improvement. I just hope your attitude in this class will change a bit. But you do have a bit of a reputation when it comes to some troublesome tendencies. However, I will still give credit to whom credit is due. Good job.
Did he just say thanks, mommy?
What did you just Class, settle down. Particularly, it's not of your business to comment on such things. Everybody has their own views, and Okay, I guess that's class. Just stay behind a bit. I need to talk to you. Okay, I'm glad you're able to join me here today. I know that you're still in a bit of a shock right now, because trust me, you're not the only one. No, I'm not judging you. I told you, I'm just surprised, that's all. There's definitely no need to panic, and okay, take a seat. I said, take a seat. Are you going to listen to me, or are you just going to run around endlessly like some itching? Sorry, sometimes I get ahead of myself when people don't listen. So, tell me, is there something distracting in class? Is it because you haven't gotten the amount of attention you needed, and that's why you only refer to my domineering attitude as to why you act this way? I'm not trying to make things too difficult for you. I just want to understand why you felt like saying it. It's okay. You can be honest with me. I see. So that's why. No, I'm not going to make fun of you, much less going to report you. The rumor will definitely be out there, so it's best if you steer clear from the situation at all costs. Your entire bunch isn't the brightest, you included, so I highly suggest you distract them by using different alternatives when engaging in conversations. What I'm trying to say is divert from discussing this matter. All this mommy stuff needs to die down, or else your reputation will be the dumps before you know it. Oh, are you so hollow that you don't know the consequences of your actions right now? Even as we speak, I don't know if someone outside the store is listening to us. There is very little security in here, and only a matter of time before this classroom is used again in the next hour by another teacher. I wouldn't want the same situation happening towards other students because of your accident. Yes, that can be repeated. Just like I said, once it becomes a thing, students will literally call the professors daddy or mommy, but this time with real intention rather than your accident. When you want something, you have to tell me. That also goes when you really need to talk to someone too. You don't have to call for someone's attention just by calling them mommy out of nowhere. But I gotta say, I am still caught off guard by it, so I don't necessarily blame you for everything that's happened. You have your reasons, and I can very much understand whatever those are, but that doesn't mean you can get away with this so easily. Like I said earlier, you're gonna have to know how to divert topics like this from now on to avoid the rumors from spreading like rapid fire. It seemed like something coming from a very inappropriate website. Oh, come on, you're a grown man. I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about here. Right, but that doesn't automatically make me agree with my attitude. I know I'm a tough teacher to handle, but that also doesn't equate to my personality if I'm this dominatrix that people wish to associate me with. You want to know more about that? Look, I study and teach in this school, and the authority I put to my students is very much different from that sort of thing. You will literally not stop bugging me about this whole thing of yours, aren't you? Alright then, I'll humor you for the next few minutes before ultimately deciding what we will do next. Do you understand? Over the past few weeks, I've been collectively getting questionable gazes from you, and you in particular. The other students didn't seem to mind, but the slow transition of my clothing has become quite noticeable. Like I said, the other students didn't mind until you pointed it out the other week, saying I looked more young and very authoritative. As a teacher, I try my best to dress appropriately because my friend had gifted me this to me. I couldn't resist saying no to her. She didn't pursue that kind of career you were talking about, and I didn't want to throw away the outfits, so she gifted all of them to me. No, she was initially planning to consider being financially... No, I will not discuss this any further. Well, if you're talking about my authority in the classroom, then yes, I am quite capable. I have to manage the classroom both ways. I don't want to become a ruler that abuses the power, but I also want to be fair. Are you insinuating that you want to experience being submitted to someone who has absolute power? That's right. I'm quite familiar with that archetype, if you know what I mean. I have been someone who desired those things like you did. That doesn't mean we share the same feelings, though. What I'm saying is, I've been there before, and it's definitely something that I didn't expect to be different. You really wish to see me in such a light, huh? Fine by me. To be quite honest, I have been holding back on wanting to punish you. My most troublesome student I have ever handled. You have your boundaries and limitations, I can respect that, but through observation, I've realized that all you've been doing till now was to get my attention, wasn't it? You've been a very, very bad boy for me. Is that the line you've been so eager to hear all this time? Have you been fantasizing of the day we'll make sure you crumble underneath my heel? Ma'am? Don't make me laugh. And here I thought this was the beginning of your transition into becoming one of my submissive servants. Don't worry. It's not like this entire thing is going to be explicitly known to everybody. You do love a good secret to keep, don't you? Does it give you some sort of rush? That this professor you've been eyeing for quite some time now is giving you a chance to fulfill your fantasy? I'm pretty sure that little boys like you have to behave properly if you want to be called a good boy, right? Good. I'm glad we're on the same page then. I wouldn't want to hurt this little puppy in front of me. I don't even know if they know how to bark. Will you do that for me? Bark? Good. You don't get to have the privilege to be called that unless you can satisfy me. We'll get to that soon, but now I really want to see how much you're willing to put your head down for me. How about giving me a little demonstration of what a little boy you are for your mommy? I gotta say, having you cower, yet at the same time seem to be enjoying this whole thing is very entertaining. Maybe you do have some talents in some other aspects other than running your mouth of yours. But then again, I wouldn't want to see you using those talents for yourself, so why not just surrender it to me? You can fulfill your fantasy, and I get to be satisfied by finally disciplining the most troublesome student I've ever faced in my career so far. I guess we can have some sort of deal if you're so inclined. Look at you agreeing to everything I say so quickly. You must have been really desperate waiting for this day to happen, huh? Now, thinking about it, maybe all this isn't half as bad as I thought. Well then, let's have some fun and kneel for me, okay? I said kneel. Do you think I care if your knees get hurt? Good. Now bark. How intriguing. Be good for mommy and stick out your tongue. No. When I say stick out your tongue, you stick out your tongue. There we go. Look at you, you adorable little puppy. Oh, how I wish I could always see you like this in front of me every day. How does it feel knowing that your bad attitude is being well taken care of by mommy? Yeah. Does my bad little boy want to be good for mommy? That's exactly what we're gonna do today. But your recent behavior has been questionable, you know? Rather than receiving a reward like all good boys do, you need to be punished for your actions. What? Did you not expect mommy to be so cruel as to step on your shoulder like this? Oh, come on, don't act like you don't like this. The look on your face really does give everything away. You're like an open book now. What's wrong? Are you starting to regret coming into the position you're in? Regardless, too bad you won't even have the chance to escape now. Why? Well, the moment you've triggered something in me that just sealed your entire fate, little boy. From now on, when we're alone, in whatever setting it is, be in the classroom or outside, with no one else to be disturbed by, you will address me as. That's it. Good boy. You really did like being called a good boy, huh? You've been waiting for it so long today, and finally, you're my obedient good boy. The next time you try to be rude to me, there will be more punishment for you to face. And no, it's not just any punishment. I will do my worst to make your life utterly miserable. Good boy. You think I haven't forgotten about that? That look on your face tells me you want something else, don't you? Come on. Don't be shy and tell mommy what you like.
Hello everyone, this is Spring SMR. I hope you're enjoying the video. If you did, like the video and subscribe to not miss a single release. If you like exclusive content and if you like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. And if you'd like to join the Spring SMR community, check out my Discord server. Links to both can be found in the description of this video. Time for a quick shout out to my Patreon super supporters. This week we got Hamoud, TM, Framer, Mr. Slow Talker, Vag, Walid, Icarus, Karen, Zach Attack, Jay, Barry, Tommy, Shade Light, Jesse Reed, Oliver, Hey B-Man, Dandy Mike, B349, 6, Lunar 7, Ronnie, Lucret, Brayden, Unlucky Me, Bread, and John John. And a huge thank you to our Ultimate Super Support Tier members, Naturally Ellen, and Ghosty. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you later. Mwah.